Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Spence Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bennett. Davis reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bennett. Falk reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shealy. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Robertson moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. There goes Calm. The throw from Dixon to Gerber, and Calm is out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-1 in the game. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields the ball and throws to Faber covering. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixon moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixon scores. Gerber moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-1 in the game. Tobin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. Sheely moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk is called out on strikes. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Faber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dixon hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tobin bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bennett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ma still. Bennett reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a pop-up off the glove of Collins, and into shallow right field. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Bennett scores. It's 9-3, Browns. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Maurice Archdeacon pinch hits for Red Faber. Maurice Archdeacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archdeacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Archdeacon moves to second. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Browns. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaum hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bennett bunts towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dixon hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-4 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schalk moves to third. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Blankenship moves to third. It's 9-5, Browns. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon fires to third and picks off Blankenship. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Collins moves to third. It's 9-6, Browns. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Falk reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. Shealy goes all the way around to score. Falk moves to third. It's 9-8, Browns. Dixie Davis now pitching. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 8. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tobin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper pinch hits for Ray Schalk. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-5 in the game. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Buck Krause pinch hits for Ike Davis. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hooper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.